Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to continue with our focus on company results. And this time we speak to the largest and leading telecommunications and technology provider on the African continent. That is MTN. They've published their earnings, and largely on the back of some macroeconomic concerns that many of us have been well prepared for, especially on the back of the depreciation or devaluation of the Naira in Nigeria. The company posted an 11 billion rand loss after tax, but despite that, there are some sweet spots largely within the fintech and mobile money business. To tell us more, we're joined by the Group CEO of MTN, Mr. Ralph Mopita. Always a pleasure to speak to you, Mr. Mopita.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to your listeners. Good to be on your show again.
Always good to have you. I guess an interesting result in terms of the numbers, right? Can't ignore the loss after tax, but of course, this is characterized by the market and the environment that you've been in. Maybe share your highlights with us.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Nigerian macro and the developments there, you could see them in the reported results. I mean, we had anticipated them. When we saw the exchange, the liberalization of exchange rates, removal of fuel subsidy in Nigeria, we were always clear that there were going to be a couple of quarters of pain that come, and that will all wash out. And, you know, we've been focusing on the underlying performance and growth of that business. I mean, its top line grew at 36%. Actually, even at the back end of last year, the Nigerian business started to get back to profitability Q3, Q4. We're seeing a much more stable Naira. Inflation is, relatively well managed. And importantly, we've got 50% tariff increases that have come through.
Yeah.
So on the back of those, you know, we feel, you know, quite confident to reestablish our medium-term guidance. We also spoke today about, our confidence on upping the dividend. We had a 330 cents minimum dividend. We actually have declared a dividend at 345 cents, and looking ahead, we anticipate a dividend of 370. So, yes, there are accounting losses that came through because of the devaluation. But actually, if you look through the numbers and you focus on cash flow, we're cash flow positive. We generated 37 billion of operating free cash flow at the group level. So the business is in healthy in a healthy condition. Mm-hmm. The balance sheet is in good health. We've got about 41 billion of liquidity. So all throughout, I mean, we've got a business that's well positioned to capture the opportunities. Data and fintech, you spoke about fintech earlier. So we're looking forward to 2025.
Indeed, and I guess this obviously speaks to the alignment in terms of the strategy 2025, if I'm not mistaken. What I am keen, I guess, just for the benefit of our listeners, Ralph, who typically interact with MTN at a South African basis, is just for us to understand the dynamics in terms of the realignment of the key markets that you're in. As we know, Nigeria has been one of significance, some pressure points that we're seeing in Sudan, but over the years you have pulled back and divested from some key markets that now, looking back, would actually come with a lot more geopolitical tensions and uncertainty impacting your numbers.
Yeah, look, we've looked to kind of, get out of the Middle East and focus on the African continent, but also focus on markets where we think we can make a difference. So we got out of Afghanistan, Guinea-Bissau, Guinea-Conakry. So the portfolio is smaller, but, you know, we also looked at it, for risk reasons. To your point, you know, the portfolio is beyond South Africa and Nigeria. Ghana actually has done a lot of heavy lifting last year. So did Uganda. So, I mean, that's the benefit of a portfolio, that some businesses, you know, do well when others are challenged. And we anticipate that Nigeria will be quite critical for the growth this year. So Nigeria comes back into its own. Ghana, you know, we see going strongly. Uganda. And in South Africa, outside of prepaid, the rest of the business is actually, you know, doing pretty well. Prepaid, we're a little bit under pressure. But again, you know, that's the benefit of having a portfolio. So it gives you the ability to shock absorb when there are challenges, and actually, you know, have you know, South Africa and Nigeria as our big engines. I mean, they drive a lot of the growth of the company.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's come closer to South Africa. Looking at the market, I do see a few of my colleagues in the industry saying that the environment has really become a lot more competitive. If I do take a look at just the overview of the numbers, postpaid contract did see a slight increase, 4.3 million customers, if I'm not mistaken, prepaid at 21.8 million, and data still seeing a significant drive of growth there of about 28%. Contextualize the South African consumer for us, because as we know, in terms of inflation and interest rates, we've felt the pressure points and affordability has been a slight challenge, and maybe help us distill this through one of the major metrics that you use, being ARPU, average revenue per user, from a South African point of view.
Yeah, look, the South African consumer, I mean, interestingly, particularly in the second half of the year, was possibly in a better shape than the market would have anticipated. Why is that? South Africans in the short term have been tapping into the two-pot retirement system, and so having a bit more liquidity to pay down debt, to consume. So in the second half of the year, the consumer was actually in a little better place, particularly those who had access to retirement savings. So we are seeing kind of the ARPUs kind of hold up. So although our top line was not as strong as we wanted to, our margins were much better. So our margins were 37%, so 37.4. So well within our guidance, profits, the cash that the South Africa repatriated to the group, all pretty healthy. So there's resilience in the SA consumer, to be clear. Now, the question is, how long will that last? You know, was the access to retirement savings short term? What will be the impact of this increment on that? I think the next quarter or so, we'll see the real effects, of the health of the consumer. So, but, you know, inflation has been coming down, or at least interest rates have been pretty stable. So unlike many markets where inflation, bites into people's disposable income quite materially, the African consumer has relatively been in a better shape. Look, because I'm comparing that to what we see in Ghana, Uganda, Nigeria, and other markets we operate in.
100%. I'm well aware that from an infrastructure point of view, when it comes to South Africa as a market, coverage is certainly well taken care of. And we know that that business was outsourced and essentially listed years ago. And I say this as someone who goes out into the wilderness and mountains and you still have connectivity. So that's a huge thumbs up. But connectivity is one thing, Ralph. It's what we do with the data, right? And this is probably where some of the solutions you've brought on board certainly do see a lot more growth. So maybe if you can add more color and double click on the dynamics of, content and the use of the data, but also how this speaks to much of your innovative growth from a fintech point of view, and if we can also visit Momo and the partnership with MasterCard there.
Yeah, I mean, fintech grew very, very, very strongly last year. I mean, we grew service revenue at just under 29%. The margins also expanded, and we're rolling out more services, what we call advanced services, which is kind of micro lending, payments and remittance, that grew at 52%. So very, very strong across our markets. Sure. We're seeing demand for those services, which we're able to offer because traditional financial services does not have the capillarity and infrastructure to be able to serve customers where you earn maybe $1.50 maximum per customer in any particular month. So leveraging our own infrastructure, we've been able to expand these financial services. And, we only have 63 million of our subscribers, 63 million using these services regularly out of our 291. So there's a scope for growth in years to come, within that part of the market. So fintech for us is the next growth curve, after data. We're well on our way there. As you mentioned, we have a partnership on the payment side with MasterCard, and we started to launch virtual and physical card solutions in Rwanda, in Uganda. We're going to Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon, and Ghana as the first kind of phase, and we're well implementing these solutions in those markets. So, pretty excited about that. When you come to the point of, it's not just the data, but the content that sits. Now, we're doing a lot of things, really. We're just launching MTN TV in Nigeria so that we're able to, curate content that's local. Netflix and others have a place for sure. But actually, Africa is a very culturally diverse and rich continent where actually there is, talent that actually has not been tapped or content that's not being distributed. So we're playing a bit of a role in that and testing. So, music, a bit of gaming, and short form video are areas that we're expanding, just beyond the raw connectivity.
Sure. Ralph, I can imagine for many South African consumers and even investors, through your business must be sitting thinking this is becoming a juggernaut of a technology institution. And maybe this does afford us the opportunity just to take a look at your strategy going forward as it aligns with 2025. And for us as investors to understand which particular levers to continue to anticipate further growth in and a heightened investment focus in the business.
Yeah, look, I mean, the investment case for MTN is an investment case on growth. Huh? So we're saying the opportunity to digitally and financially include more and more Africans is, fairly mid-stage. We have 50% of our customers are using data-capable devices. So there's 150 million of our customers still stuck in the voice era. So there's a lot of growth still to be captured, and hence we position ourselves as growth. And where are the big areas? For us, home, we're seeing more and more workloads, people consuming services on the internet from home. And we talk about accelerating and owning the home. That's a key pivot and strategy. And we'll put targets out, how many home connections do we want across our footprint. So that's an area that we're pushing quite aggressively, because we think the future is if you capture the home, you can capture the mobile customer as well. So that's one big area, accelerating the home. On fintech, we've done well in building a mobile money business. We need to evolve into the next form of it, which is much more an appified experience. We need to look at the tech stack. We need to look at these advanced services being the predominant revenue services. So we're investing into that. So we see a lot of growth. And then the third platform, if you want to call it that, is digital infrastructure, fiber, subsea cables, data centers. These are areas that we believe are going to be critical infrastructure for Africa's growth. And we want to participate meaningfully in the development and offering services. So data centers and investing at the edge. So these are kind of the three big buckets of connectivity, fintech, and digital infrastructure that should power MTN the next, 5 years forward as we start to think about going beyond 2025.
I guess we need to stop saying it's a telecommunications company, huh? More like a technology juggernaut.
Yeah, and absolutely. It's about leveraging technology. As we say at MTN, to give the Africans, opportunities. And as you say, it's telecommunications is a critical part of what we do. But telecommunications companies are transforming themselves into more technology companies, transforming themselves into financial services companies as well. So, yeah, that's at the heart of what we're doing as MTN.
100%. We wish you all the best going forward and looking forward to witnessing so much more of this growth and, of course, the outcomes in terms of the service delivery as customers. Thank you again for your time this evening, Ralph.
Thanks so much, Guru. Much appreciated.
Fantastic. That's the Group CEO of MTN, Ralph Mopita, joining us to give us some insight into the numbers. Next time you take a look at their mobile money as well as fintech business, just think of those numbers, right? Well over 60 million. If you equate that to the South African population, it's something quite significant. So a lot of growth that we're seeing in that market. We're going to take a quick breather now and come back with more results on the other side of this, specifically speaking to the CEO of Sun International.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.